Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis, that's Terry Stafford. Bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Bly is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a book, the upcoming book, The New Email Revolution. I've got all of his others here, though, folks. Foolproof Marketing, Start Your Own Business After 50, Magnetic Selling, Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You're a Cowboy, etc., etc. What's the other new one? Make Every Second Count, one, Bob?
Yeah, the other new one is called The Digital Marketing Handbook, How to Make Your Websites Make More Money with Entrepreneur Press.
All right, so and then go, and find all this at bly.com, right? BLY.com.
Yes.
So check that out. Folks, we're talking about the new email revolution that Bob has discovered. Some ways to email prospects, and you were telling us that it needs to have some email wrapper. I'm sorry, some HTML wrapper.
Yeah,
so you can tell about the performance
of it. It should look like text, and really text. No bold facing, no big headlines. It should look like a personal email that you would send anyone, but it should be coded in HTML and only so you can track the open rates.
Right.
But you want to know the open rates.
Right. And so, but otherwise, the person reading it thinks it's just a text
they
like from a buddy.
They do not know it's HTML.
Right.
And the other thing that is not part of the new revolution, it's not new, but people are just discovering this finally, is that the best results from email are to your house email list, people who have opted into your list. And despite that, most companies I see make very paltry efforts to build a list, and their lists are surprisingly small, and they're leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that I've been telling people to do for 10 years now, almost, Bob, is migrate. I tell them to do what ducks do, migrate. And by that I mean migrate the people that you've built a community online if you built a social media community, begin the process of identifying those people and their email addresses, build a parallel universe email community with them so you can reach out to them and have a little more control. Facebook is increasingly limiting your control or your how you can impact those people on the social media sites, and with email you've got more control over it. Plus, if Facebook ticks off your prospects and customers, your community, you still know where they are. What do you think?
This is actually at last year's Social Media Marketing World. I gave a session on exactly this. So obviously I agree with it 100%. And my session was more on what you said, the issue of it, which people don't realize, and then how to do it. But you're right. You only own email. You don't own your Facebook group. Facebook owns it.
That's right. That's right. And if you think they're on your side, you're sadly
they
mistaken.
They certainly are not. Neither.
They are not. They're not working for you. They're working for themselves. And they don't even, your interests, your best interests, or if it works out for you, if what they do works out for you, it's an absolute dumb luck coincidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, what are some other things you're going to be in the book?
Well, other things are going to be in the book are models for how email marketing, and I hate the word monetize, but that's the word people use today. How do you monetize it? How do you turn it into money? And there are several different models. In B2B marketing, we use the model, what we would call the Agora model or organic model, which is you use cold email lists, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, many other traffic drivers to drive traffic not to your homepage, where everybody thinks, but to a CTA, a call to action page.
Right.
And therefore, you generate not just a you know, you A, capture their email address and name, so now you own them and you have permission to email them, but you also, if you design the capture page right, and we tell how to do that in the book, you can generate not just an opt-in, you can generate an actual sales lead that your sales force can follow up on, and the results can be, it's just as good as getting a lead, you know, from someone you see at a trade show.
Right, right, exactly. And also for small businesses, folks, ask your customers for their email address. When they come in your business, when they contact you, ask them for your email address, for their email address, so you can put it in the program that Bob's talking about. And follow, I call it follow me home. Get them to give you permission to follow you home. Follow them home.
Yeah, and this is an old strategy retailers took 40 years ago where you'd walk in and there'd be a book on the counter and you put it, join our mailing list.
Yeah.
Put down your name and street address. Same thing.
And if you're doing a good job, if customers are coming back, I mean, if you're like me, Bob, I've got about 10 companies that I do business with during the year, and I pay attention when they send me an email because it's probably something I want to know about if not buy.
And another quick strategy,
go ahead.
Segment just based on what Jim says, he should have those 10 customers or 100 or, you know, 1,000, whatever you guys have, on a separate list from everybody else who just opted in but is not a customer, and yep, they should get special treatment.
Absolutely. Absolutely, folks. The email is alive and well, isn't it? It's still growing.
It is, as I have said for years, and it is today the killer app on the web.
How about that, folks? Email. What's old is new again. Hey, Bob, BRY.com, Bly.com, right?
Yep.
And the book's coming out when?
It'll be out in early March of 2018.
All right, so we need to get you back again. We'll talk about it some more. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. My
pleasure. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen, a great resource for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.